And welcome to Third Moto. This is the first time, first show, first everything.
First everything for Third Moto. Congratulations.
Well, this is the first time for a Third Moto in a long time. When was the last time they had a Third Moto?
A long time ago.
19 what?
I'm not sure. Late 60s, early 70s.
Old school, and that's what we're going to be doing, keeping it old school. I'm Jerry, and this is my co-host.
I'm Rich. Welcome along.
Hey, I'm District 17. How about you? What were you back in the day?
Mostly 16, Wisconsin, District stuff. Did a little District 17, too.
Were you one of the fast boys from Illinois?
No, I don't know what I was. I lived in Illinois, and I raced in Wisconsin, so yeah, you'd have to...
You were one of them FBI shirts. I know you did.
No.
Okay, so for people who are going to get to know us, Rich used to race, and I used to race... And I never got a chance to race against Rich because Rich was faster. I idolized him back in the day.
I'm sorry.
I idolized him back in the day. I said, oh, he had the first water-cooled Yamaha out there. And orange, and I just thought that was the coolest thing. My friend Randy introduced me to you.
Randy still rides, so I stay in touch with him, and you've talked to him too. So, you know, some people coming back into it, having a little bit of fun.
Yeah. So, you know, hey, that's how we started. But see, now... We're doing the show. I've kind of taken Rich off the idol status because I think I
can see me ride.
Because I've seen him ride, and right I think I could get on a bike now, but I don't think I could beat him. I kart now, right. But Rich, I still have it. I still have my AMA card, so
right I'm
still in standing. But we're doing the show because we love motocross.
Yeah, and hey, now, welcome to the internet. There is so much information available to everybody that we're here just to talk about motocross. We're Third Moto, but we're all about today's moto brought to you by yesterday.
Yeah, and you know what? Is anything better than Supercross nowadays? Bubba Stewart, RC, and you know what? We call you RC too. We call Richie, we call him RC, but he's the RC without the word GOAT behind his name.
Right,
and you know
right.
What the GOAT is,
right.
Greatest of all time.
Yeah, well, there's an epic battle going on right now. There's no doubt about it. I don't think the racers have seen this since the 80s with the Hannah and Omar and Bailey and all those
Bailey.
Guys, Johnson,
oh,
Stanton.
Man.
This was way back in the day, as they say.
Hey, did you get the bungee start?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Running at the bungee?
Yeah, having somebody get a welt on their neck or having the spectators at the other end of it, and you just know they're going to get it when that pin pulls, because that's how they used to start a motocross. A surgical rubber band on each side to the center gate with a pin, and a guy in the middle pulls it, and if you're on either end, it's going to be about a half hour before you get the drop.
See,
clutch.
You know what? That's why you guys are fast, because you jump the damn bungee.
You got to.
You jump the damn bungee.
Hey, it's just like Supercross, right? You hear the guys now. What do they say? Man, I just got to work on my starts. You know, these guys are all running really hard, and I can't make it up from the back. But look what James did last weekend. Fell down, first lap, all the way back up to third.
And he worked, too. He worked, too.
Yeah.
You know, he rides that bike like a Cadillac. I don't mean nothing by that, but you know what?
You mean he, like, holds onto the steering wheel and leans way to the right?
It looks like he's got some style when he's riding that thing. And,
yeah,
but you know
does,
what?
He does.
I didn't like RC style at first. When I saw him at Redbud a couple years ago, I'm like, man, RC.
Well, he might be the GOAT, but he rides his bike like a bull.
Hey, you know, he rides it like he wants it.
And he rides it like Hannah would look like if Hannah would have worked out.
Yeah, right. He didn't have to work out. Just imagine if he'd worked out back in the day.
Workout,
was it lifting up a cigarette to your mouth?
I remember training back in the day, motocross, and that was like putting on a pair of tennis shoes and running around the block for a while. Wow. Training.
Yeah, with your shirt off, right, in your LOP shirt.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, we're old school. We go back. Again, this is Third Moto. This is our first show. We were on the edge of doing this.
Putting it together because we have the moto crazy in us, just like everybody that's listening to this show.
We can't get it out of our blood. I went to a motocross race, Waukegan Speedway. I saw Mark Barnett, and I don't know what happened to me. I don't know what happened.
I know what happened to him. He makes motocross tracks now.
Mark Barnett
is
the man. That's great to see.
I think there's three track builders. Four. Gary Bailey. He used to do Daytona. Somebody else is doing it this year, but I won't get into that because that's something I don't know much about right now.
And we'll leave David his...
Dirt Works.
And
Shane Schaefer and his crew and Mark Barnett.
Yeah. They do great work. You know who else I heard? Did you watch Reality Speed? The Villeman supposedly does good tracks, but he does them for some of the writers.
That's probably why he's not having a lot of luck. He's having to Villeman, make his bike Villeman, work and build his own track.
What
and raise
is he
a family.
Doing? But he's riding for Buku Racing now.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think what you're going to see of positive results out of him is going to be later on down the road, because that's when all this work that they're doing with the TV show thing is going to be aired down the road. That's how TV is.
I saw one a couple days ago.
So he'll get good mileage out of that, and he'll feel good about it, and he'll turn it around.
Yeah, he did look good the last race, but you know who the man is, Nick Way. Why doesn't this guy have a factory ride?
He had one.
He had one, and there was no reason for him to lose it.
But look what the factories do now. Well, they don't put a lot of people on a track no more.
He lost his Ricky Carmichael, didn't he?
That's correct. A few people that were on Suzuki got axed because of that deal. That's a lot of money.
And Ferry had a ride had a factory ride longer than Nick Way, and Ferry shouldn't have had that ride that long.
Yeah,
Nick Way should have had that ride.
Ferry had a ride with the blue bikes, not the yellow ones.
Different when he program. Was riding. When he was riding.
Yeah. You know. Well, he's still out there, and he's actually picking it back up. You know, he's on a privateer team. I think it's Moto Triple X is what he's on, and he's adapting, and he's still, I think, honestly, got some wrist problems, but you know. Do what you can. He's a cool kid, so.
Now, this is, you know, this show, what we're going to be doing is hopefully we can get some guests on. We are pretty much a privateer podcast, if there is such a thing. And, well, there is such a thing now because we are a motocross privateer podcast. We are getting how much help? Well, we're getting we're getting help from our producer, Cornell.
Right.
Also, we got for our first show, we got our webmaster over there. It's been more like a Two Stooges show over here for the most part, but I think we kind of brought it together.
I think they brought us into the next century. Otherwise, people couldn't hear this right now.
Right. So, Cornell, my webmaster B, thank you. And thanks to all those other people out there who helpfully helped this privateer podcast, Third Moto, on down the line somewhere.
Bringing it to you. Getting back now. We had two races, two epic Supercross races with a lot of things that happened. St. Louis with Carmichael's bike breaking and then the points lead changing. And then they go to Atlanta.
Atlanta.
And right before that, all of a sudden, 25 points off Ricky for the gas thing. And he goes out there and gets mad.
Well, the gas thing is who's on first, what's on second? I don't know who's on third with the gas.
Yeah.
Know and we don't know.
Nobody wins in this situation right now. Nobody wins. That's the way I look at it.
And Chad Reed, I like Chad, but, you know, that win he had, I think he was too emotional about that win. He got up on the podium. He looked like he was almost ready to cry. And I think a winner doesn't forget that there are other guys who's out there when he wins that race. And I think he went a little bit over. You're right.
It's
all a game.
I'm not defending him, but then people will get on the internet and bash racers for being too stone faced and just speaking their sponsors' talk. And he did what he did, whatever, you know.
But as a racer, I think that Ricky Carmichael, he's one of those guys. He's just a bull, like you said. He doesn't care who's in front of you. He's got to get there, and he knows it. And I think Bubba actually was humbled a little bit this year. Maybe. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. But now he's the artist formerly known as Bubba.
Oh,
because
I'm sorry.
He's James.
I'm sorry.
Number seven.
I'm sorry.
A new beginning. He started that, with the World Supercross races in Canada.
You're right. So, lucky seven, hopefully.
But, James will hang it out, and James had to back it down, and Chad Reed doesn't really hang it out, and Carmichael will hang it out if he has to.
Did you notice, I don't know, the last few laps when Carmichael passed Reed, when he was hopping through those hoops, it looked like he wasn't hopping as hard towards the end as he was in the beginning. He was really hopping him in the beginning. He was
hey, you got to make your statement. You got to get out and you got to set a lead and you got to have the guy surrender, and then you get to run his pace the rest of the race with a small safety gap. That's what you do.
Now
you expend the least amount of energy to get the win.
Now was that, since we don't know what's going on with the points, what do you think going into Orlando? Who's that track going to
favor? Well, actually, we come up with Indy. This weekend's Indy, which is the next round. I think it's round 9 of the Supercross Series.
But that Daytona, you can't help to look past.
Yeah, but it's like shooting pool. They say, before you can run the table, you got to get the next ball in. So saying that, none of these guys know what's going to happen tomorrow.
And we don't either.
With AMA points. And you know what? Their strategy is going to be based on what position they're in versus their competitors. So, you know, they're really screwing up the racing by doing that because these guys aren't going to just lay it out. If they were all 5 or 10 points apart in points right now, throw it down. But if somebody's got a big lead, they're not going to mix it up with somebody and risk getting wiped out when they know if they just keep cruising, podium, they're not going to challenge the other guy.
Exactly.
They're not going to take the risk.
If you guys want to get a hold of us, just thirdmoto.com. You can get a hold of us there. You can go to the website, thirdmoto.com, or you can go to the blog, thirdmoto@blogsport.com.
But that's third moto with a three.
That's third moto with a three. Thank you. You can reach myself, Jerry, or Rich at the site and or email us. Let us know what you think of the show. If you like it, you don't like it. You know, we're doing this because we love the sport, not necessarily because we know everything. But, you know, it's just some way, if you're not riding, to get the motocross blood out there and feel it, you know. So
I guess it's an audio forum.
It is.
But only between the two of us.
Yeah. This is kind of motocross audio sex.
Something like that.
Yeah. Because you know what? I talked to Star. Motocross? Okay. You know, do you have somebody you just can't, you talk to anyway, and they just like, yeah, okay, right, whatever you said. So this is my outlet.
You know, if I could steal a slogan, it's, if I had to explain, you wouldn't understand. It comes from somewhere else, but it pretty much covers it. You know, if you're into moto, or you think you might be, or you might be interested, or we're not offending you completely, and you're listening out there, it's Third Moto, and it's all about motocross, supercross.
Yeah, tell us what you think. I mean, you know, we're not a privateer cast. We're not like that other show. We like those guys. Trust us. We like those guys. We like anybody who's going to help the sport. Build the sport to where it is today. I mean, back when we've gone from bungee, from rubber to steel for a starting format.
Transponders on forks.
Transponders.
Hey, we were at the National at Redbud, the motocross track, and it's muddy. So they tell the racers to go by the scoring tower every lap and yell out their number. Okay, hey. So yeah, we've come a long way.
Yeah, or wipe that off as you go by, you know.
So
yeah,
let's get back to future tense. That'd be this race that you might be listening to, and it already occurred. So sometimes news is past tense, but Indianapolis is Supercross Round 9 of the AMA program. And
it's just good to hear somebody else talk about it, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know how the racers are going to approach this mentally and what position they feel they're in and where they got to be.
They got to go.
Yeah, but it's points one way, points one
but
way.
But you know what? These guys, you know, nowadays they ride so damn politically correct. I mean, back in the day, you got to go, man. And that other guy understood that because he knows if he's in Jeff Ward, Chuck Sun, Marty Tripes, we could go on and on. I mean, those guys... In a way, I got to get some points, man. I got to get some points. I don't mean no harm. I got to get some points.
Yeah, you know? But with every bit of technology that comes around through the years in every application, things get more defined. They get smarter. They get more advanced with how they approach things for the big picture. They can look at things and have more information.
The eye gets bigger.
So with that said, again, too, not knowing, you know, if I was Ricky Carmichael and was docked the points, I got nothing to lose. I got everything to prove, and I'm going to win races. Okay, what if they give me those points back? Maybe I'll be a little safer. Chad Reed, he's in the points lead now. But are they going to give Ricky his points back? How does he race? Are they going to give him his points back, or are they going to keep his points?
I think if you're Ricky, you got to ride like they took the points away.
Right.
That's
but
the best
what about Chad?
Chad's got to ride like he's got the points.
Which means be protective or lay it out, okay?
Chad's got to lay it out. He, you know what? If he don't lay it out, he's not going to keep up with Ricky.
He's not going to keep up with Bubba.
Is Wyndham going to be back
points?
This weekend?
Doesn't matter. He's a spoiler and he's out of practice.
Well, hey.
It's going to take him. He'll be ahead of LaRocco.
Don't forget about Ivan.
Ivan,
Tedesco and Reed got something going on between them too.
Yeah,
so,
well.
You know, and he's Ricky's teammate, but Ricky don't need no help.
Right. Well, he could, and they said that on the broadcast. They said the best thing Ricky can have is for Ivan to stay in front of James longer and get more points advantage.
Yeah, well, James has got to go. He's got no choice. He's back there. He's got to go.
Well, yeah, but he's tempered now. You see that? He has patience now, but it's like he can't lean to the left because his front wheel just goes out.
Hmm.
And who? It's to the left. to the left, to the left. He falls, lean and turn, and to the left. Whoop, all done.
Yeah, well, you know.
But, so, hey, but he's got the speed, and he's got the skill and the talent.
This is Third Moto, and I'm Jerry, and my co-host.
Rich, and we're doing it. We're keeping it real here on the internet with everybody, thirdmoto.com. Check it out.
Keeping it old school. We hope we are. Forgive us if we bring up stuff that, you know, we, you know, back in the day, but that, you know, that's where it started for us. So,
and there actually might be a couple people out there our age that may have a computer. All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
So we got those two people. We got three people if we include our webmaster, you know.
Yeah, but we Brian forced Hill. Them into it. So yeah, well, it's all okay, about the moto
okay,
people.
Okay. You know? And Brian, he knows nothing about motocross, but you know what? He's going to learn a whole lot, right? Okay, that's what I like. And Cornell, my man, you got it too, right? You got it too. Okay.
All right, now we got a couple racers that are going to be racing Indy this weekend, and we've got some that are entered into Orlando and Daytona too.
What do we got?
They're local guys, right? Okay, racing pro, trying to make it, did the arena cross thing, did good. I'm not going to plug anybody on this first show. This isn't about advertising or promotion.
Oh,
this
you're going to plug moto. Nobody. Hey, this is about the love of motocross.
But tell us who they are.
We want people to know these guys.
I've ridden with these guys, and they are so fast.
You've been on the track with those guys.
They've flown over me. I mean, you know, I was way up there, you know, and they jumped over the trees. But getting back to it, their biggest accomplishment now will be getting through the day qualifiers, the day ones.
Yeah, that's true.
They are fast.
That's true.
So it just goes to show you how much more speed there is getting in the day to night qualifiers and finishing in those and not having to drag through the LCQs to get in the mains.
Hey, Darcy Lang, top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does
that mean Arena Cross does transfer over?
It
Where's Hoffmaster at?
He did the whole Buku thing and did quite well. He was down at
last time I saw him, he was at
I don't know about Atlanta, but he was at St. Louis. He didn't make it through the day qualifiers.
You know, I love that guy, but you know, he's a local guy, fast. It's like a Sirwall, you know, Jeff.
You know,
out there. Was he have bad luck or just not? I mean, what is it?
It's tougher to get through that than it is the Arena Cross stuff. Even the Buku series, which was a little bit elevated from the Arena Cross series.
Okay, my version of fast, all those guys are fast. Is he not fast enough? Is that just the plain truth? Is it the bike or is it him?
He's fast enough to get into the night qualifiers.
Does he train well?
I don't know him that well. I don't know. We've hooked him up. And
well, you know
I
what?
Know
We're
going
to try to get him on. We should try to get him on, you know?
Yeah, I think he's down in Texas. But we'll see. We'll shag him.
We'll get large.
He comes this way sometime. I've got some of his good friends that help support him and stuff from Sano and a few other places.
Hey, if you guys got any old school pictures out there, send them to us too. We send them to our blog at thirdmoto.com. Thirdmotoblog.com. So send some old school pictures to our blog so we can see what the old days look like. Like some old Fox jersey. RC brought in his old number 2. Yamaha yellow jersey with the black stripes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they
man.
Even made
Tough
us wear the Yamalu patch on the chest there, you know.
Yeah. Looked like you just got out of the bag, you know.
Yeah.
Looked pretty good. You still fitting that thing?
Maybe a little.
What would my man say when he walked up to you when we were out at Waterman's indoor track? What did he say to you?
Old school.
and what did I hear somebody
say? No, dude. Preschool. So, no, yeah, it's Third Moto here. We're talking about the 2006 Supercross season and the epic battle that's going on between Chad and Ricky and our new man, James, the new adult man, James. And we're going to see how
more
it plays
mature.
Out. Right now, you couldn't have wrote a better script. There's drama. There's aggravation. There's name-calling.
Hey, this goes back to the old days.
Yeah, it does. But
guys.
A little more sanitized. Yeah, some things I can't do or say anymore, but that's cool.
You know, you
can read into it.
We're going to talk about the 125s. The Supercross lights.
Lights, yes.
Sorry, yes. You know.
End of it. No more 125 two-strokes on the gate.
Well, yeah. So, that's it. No more.
That's it. Unless some weird thing happens with the manufacturers and their influence over the sanctioning association.
Now, we'll probably talk more about the 125s. We'll probably talk more about the
lights.
Supercross lights on the next show because this is our first show.
I just call it 250 class now. Because there's 250s and 450s, well, except for Mike Brown.
Well, the 250s is the 450s.
Mike Brown was starting Mike on the two-stroke.
No, Michael Brown. It's Michael Brown. What's up with Michael Brown?
He went back to the two-stroke.
Why is it Michael Brown?
In the 450 class.
I'm looking, and it says Michael Brown everywhere where his name's supposed to be. Why is it Michael Brown? It was Mike Brown before. Why is it Michael Brown now?
Well, probably when you used to look on the AMA website and see the results, and it would say James Stewart. But you call him Bubba. Same reason. Probably Mike his legal Brown. Full name.
Michael Brown. Mike, okay. Go back to Mike. I liked you better as Mike. And I liked him better than the Yamaha. Than
Brownie.
Yamaha Blue. Yeah, Brownie. That would work good. You know, he's my guy in Unleashed. Brownie.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
See,
okay.
You won't play Unleashed with me because I'll beat your ass like you used to beat me back in the day on the track. See, he won't let me play Unleashed with him because he knows I'll wipe his beat his ass because he beat my ass on the track back in the day. So, right, I'm going to get you, though.
Okay,
fine. I'm going to get you.
Bring it
I'm
going to
get you. Yeah. I'm
all right, how are we doing on the show? How's our time here? What's next?
Yeah, this is raw, baby. This is raw. This is privateer. We got to find out what our time is. We probably won't do that on future shows. I forgot some stuff, and I'm looking right at it, and, you know, I can't remember myself.
Well, that's good. Time flies when you're talking
about it. Time flies when you're having fun, and you know what? So far, this has been a lot more fun than I thought.
Let's recap the, what do they call it? The Supercross class.
Supercross class.
So we got Chad in the lead. Ricky's second.
Well, okay.
James is third.
Unfortunately, this show, we have to do the Three Stooges. Chad is whatever.
Somewhere. Depending on the AMA on the
depending
time.
Depending on the AMA. And if I am.
Yeah, you know it's the AMA, but it's FIM rules.
Right, okay. Yeah. We have to do that today because we don't know. And, okay, I'm sorry,
I think they should let all them guys run nitromethane in their bikes. See how many they can scrape up off the track in one practice session.
Well,
you'd see a motocross track with oil dry on it from the blown motors and oil all over.
So, coming back to the 250s, who we got in third? Bubba, who we got in fourth?
James is in third.
Ivan?
I believe you're
Nick,
right. And you got
my man Nick
Way and Mike LaRocco and Ernesto Fonseca.
Fonseca.
Guys bringing it up there and doing an admirable job.
Hey, Fonseca's job is on the line when Millsaps goes to the 450s.
Well, that could be, but either
mean,
one of them carries a different contract amount, too. They'll pay Millsaps a lot more than they will earn.
No, they've already paid. They did pay Millsaps a lot more, and they did want him for that. He's too big for the 250s.
Yes,
he's too big.
He's too big.
He's got to go to the 450s. You know what? What's K-Dub going to do? Millsaps is, you know, that bottom three, four guys going to start to really get mixed up in there. You're going to have Tedesco. You're going to have K-Dub in there. You're going to have Millsaps in there. Outdoor's going to be good this year. They're talking about him being in a 450 on the outdoor.
Yeah, and I'm surprised more guys haven't defected from the outdoor season yet. You know who started
Don't say that.
Jeremy McGrath is the one that set that trend, and I'm not being a hater by saying that. But you know what?
You
beat your body to death like 11 and a half months out of the year and you don't hardly make any money in the summer.
Man, it's the outdoor. It's what
I would
you're
like
not
to
there
the
for the money.
Off.
You're there for the outdoor, man. It's all about the outdoor. It's about the old school, man.
It's about
that's
the
why you're
career.
There.
You gotta protect
See?
Yourself.
See
you know?
What money does? You See what money has done to our beloved lives. Sport?
I remember when I raced where I would not want to do certain things because I wanted to be careful to prevent against injury.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. And you know, they, whoever is running the program there, you know, I can respect them. They're having a tough time with that because it's not downtown. There isn't good parking. It's hot and dusty.
But the people who go know what they're going to, though.
I know, but it's a hard package to sell. It's hard for them to make money on it.
I guarantee you. You get rid of the outdoor, you're going to have a riot on your hands.
Yeah,
and I'm going to lead it. I'm going to lead it.
All the drunk people that burn
no,
mattresses.
You know what?
I
tell you
bud.
What. David Bailey's going to be right beside me. You listen to what David Bailey says. David Bailey's disgusted with what's happening.
So he's old school. So what?
Yeah, so I am too. Yeah. What about you? I want to see.
I am and I'm not.
I like to see the outdoor. You know, you just want to make the money. I can understand that. I can respect that. You know what? I know these guys got a career. I know they got to watch it.
Dude,
unfortunately,
nothing,
it's gotten to
there's
that.
There's nothing more righteous than 2 30-minute motos plus two laps on outside terrain that gets beat to death by 400 bikes.
So do they?
That's a man's man.
Do they cut LaRocco's leap down?
No.
When insurance rates on these riders start making too much money, they've already cut the hoops down now.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
they cut the hoops down, and they cut them down.
People still wipe out on them. No, they cut them down because they thought they'd tighten it up from the B riders, not the A riders. And in some ways, they did, too. It opened it up and tightened things up, and all the riders are faster now. There's not like a 15-second a lap difference.
Yeah, I like that. I don't mind that.
And I think they should start Carmichael, Reed, and Stewart facing backwards on the gate and let the gate drop. And then they have to carve through the whole pack, all three of them together. Now, that would be a spectator's dream.
Yeah, well, do that at the end of the season for the All-Star
game. I'd pay for
that. Why don't they have an All-Star race at the end of the season? The best 125s.
They do.
Best,
it's called the Motocross the Nations.
Not that one. I'm talking about an American one. You take the best 450 guys and the best 125, 250 guys. You put them on the same track, and you let them go. Put the
250s and 450s?
Yeah, put them together. The best 10 guys over here and 10 guys over here.
No, you
20
know
guys.
They'll know how they're going to do. You know why? Because they'll have had all their lap times from all the races all summer long.
Mix them in together.
But they'll know, because the 250 guys will know their lap times, and they'll know what the 450 guys are, too.
Ah, well, he doesn't like any of my ideas. That's the odds maker, known as Rich Carruthers, not RC the GOAT, and I'm Jerry, the host, and that's my co-host, Jerry. This is Third Moto, and you know what? We've had a good time. If you like the show, if you want to hear more, you don't want to hear more. If you don't want to hear more, you don't got to click on us. But we're at thirdmoto.com, or you can reach us at the blog at thirdmotoblogsport.com. I got a few, send some old school pictures in there. We're going to try to get a picture of your jersey put in there.
We'll get it. I got a whole photo.
We're going to have to do some of these from some of the tracks, some of the local tracks. We want to Byron, where else are you going to go this year? You're going to go to
Byron, Aslan, Lake Geneva, Mount Carroll, Syracuse, Pine Ridge, Walnut.
So hopefully we can get out to some of these guys. And, between motos, I can have RC come over in the middle of the show and tell us how he did, and if he's not doing that well, it'll be a good show. If he does good, he don't do good. We don't care. But RC is pretty good for the guy. But you know what pisses me off? You go out there, you see guys you used to ride with, they get out there, they're still finishing in the top three, and they come to the pits and they light a goddamn cigarette.
Yeah. And some of these guys I used to just lay waste to, and now I go out and they put the hurts to me, and I just, I walk away with my tail between my legs, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's like nothing's changed for me. I've always been getting beat, so I don't really mind.
Here we are with Third Moto. We got the guy here.
I do have one win to my credit. I got one. I won at Geneva.
That's good.
Oh, see, he doesn't care because he's won a bunch of times in Lake Geneva. Mr. Freaking A-Rider here. But, that's okay. That's cool. I know who beat you, and we won't tell who beat you later on. Maybe we'll tell
Chad.
Yeah. We got a guy named Chad, too, and we call him Chad for a number of reasons because he only wanted to ride certain races.
One lap wonder.
Yeah.
Half a lap. Yeah, but, a lot of broken bones.
Yeah, again, like I said, we've enjoyed doing this. We hope to be doing this again. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Practice makes imperfection.
Okay. Did you actually think it was going to fall apart? I mean, this is our first one, so you know what? This is going to be a lost episode anyway.
You don't want me to critique myself. We'll never.
You know what? I'll put it this way. I am surprised that you did as well as you did, and I can't believe you came through for me.
Hey, piece of cake, you're talking moto, right?
I want to thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on a show and third moto.
No, this is not on. This is your show too now.
Okay, well,
this
come back on it then.
This is your show too, and thanks to Cornell, my man. That's gonna mix this all up and hopefully make us sound good because.
As long as there's no like Barry Manilow music.
No Barry Manilow.
Or Foreigner or Kiss or Ted.
Maybe. Then we're gonna have a webmaster. He's gonna be, doing our website. And Brian knows a few band members, and so I know he's gonna know everything that's going on. So
we're bringing some moto out to some people that are currently not moto.
And, bringing everybody the moto love. Introducing people to what we've loved all our lives. So,
Moto, take your friend out.
With that, I guess, we'll kind of call it a show.
Wrapping up a great edition of
Thanks.
Moto here. Jerry,
first edition.
Motocross.
And I tell you what, I appreciate it.
The following is a Third Moto production in association with $1 Million Music and Dark Urban Symphony Entertainment.